This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki calls for unity and urges political parties for serious reforms to address corruption and inequality. Council of Ministers decides to declare Ilam District a disaster-affected area, dissolves Land Problem Settlement Commission. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against former Rapti Academy of Health Sciences officials. And Israel approves U.S. President Trump's plan for Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. Now, the news in detail. The government has declared Ilam District a disaster crisis zone following the massive loss of lives and destruction caused by recent landslides and floods. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 39 people have died, one person is missing, and 26 others were injured in Ilam. The disaster also caused severe damage to the district's road network. A cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar on Thursday made the decision, said government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel. The cabinet also decided to dissolve the Land Issue Resolving Commission and its district committees. Meanwhile, reports from various high-level committees related to Tribhuvan University property search, immigration and visa reforms, and civil aviation sector reform have been forwarded to the concerned ministries for implementation. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called on political parties to undertake serious internal reforms and urged the public, especially the youth, to remain aware and active in shaping the nation's future. In a video message marking 1 month since the Gen Z uprising of September 8 and 9, the Prime Minister paid tribute to the young people who lost their lives or were injured during the movement, calling their sacrifice a chapter that will remain etched in the nation's memory. Prime Minister Karki emphasized the importance of heeding the voice of Generation Z, acknowledging past government shortcomings and creating a new framework to engage youth in building a prosperous country. She urged citizens to remain calm, uphold national unity, and turn this tragedy into foundation of a new Nepal, assuring that the government will strive to honor the sacrifices of the martyrs and fulfill the dreams of the young generation. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 13 individuals, including former Vice Chancellor of the Rapti Academy of Health Sciences, Professor Dr. Sangeeta Singh Bhandari, and former Acting Registrar Jhankar Lamisane. CIAA spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Paudel said the case was filed over the procurement of a substandard MRI machine following complaints of financial irregularities. Dr. Bhandari has been accused of misappropriating over 120 million rupees, while several other officials and engineers, including the then finance manager, biomedical engineers and company representatives of Lumbini Healthcare Private Limited, has also been charged. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial yesterday held a meeting with the heads and representatives of all four security agencies to review the country's law and order situation. The discussion was attended by Inspector General of Nepal Police Chandra Kuber Khapung, Inspector General of Armed Police Force Raju Arial, Director of the National Investigation Department Tekendra Karki, and senior officials of the Nepali Army. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the meeting focused on the overall security situation and ongoing challenges across the country. A cholera vaccination campaign is set to begin in Bara and Parsa districts to curb the spread of the disease following the recent floods. The outbreak, which started in Murali Toll of Birganj Toll on August 22nd, has so far infected 1,685 people. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Dr. Vivek Lal, Director of the Family Welfare Division, said the campaign will start on October 12th in Parsa and on October 15th in Bara. The Department of Health Services has arranged for the dispatch of over 1 million doses of the vaccine. According to Dr. Lal, the single-dose oral vaccine will be administered to everyone above 1 year of age, and it is safe for pregnant and lactating women as well. The Election Commission has briefed President Ramchandra Paudil on preparations for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5th. Acting Chief Electional Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari and other commissioners met the President yesterday and discussed the Commission's plan to ensure the elections are conducted in a free, fair and fearless manner. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paudil yesterday at Sitel Nivas. According to Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel, who was also present at the meeting, the two leaders discussed the country's current political situation, the upcoming elections and other contemporary national issues. A United Nations team led by resident coordinator Hana Singer Hamdi called on Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel yesterday at Singhadarbar. The team also included UNDP resident representative Kyoko Yokosuka, the UNESCO representative Jaco Dutoy. Minister Kharel expressed gratitude for the UN's support to Nepal, including in disaster management, and highlighted the government's preparation to hold the upcoming House of Representatives elections in a free, fair and fearless environment. Discussions were also held on collaboration between Nepal and UNDP in areas such as digital transformation, media literacy and good governance reforms. Complaints filed against former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak have been returned to the police by the Commission investigating the Genji protest of September 8 and 9. Commission member Bigyan Raj Sharma said the complaints were sent back to the Kathmandu District Police range as they fall outside the Commission's jurisdiction. In a press release, the Commission clarified that its mandate is limited to investigating physical damages and human casualties during the protest, analyzing causes and providing recommendations, and also stated that its report is not required for police to carry out criminal investigations. In the meantime, CPN-UML chair and former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has criticized the interim government led by former Chief Justice Sushila Karki, calling it unconstitutional and a violation of democratic principles, reiterating that the House of Representatives should be reinstated. Speaking at a program organized by the UML Bhaktapur District Committee in Bhaktapur yesterday, Oli emphasized the need for unity, stability and cooperation among democratic forces to maintain peace and promote prosperity, reaffirming his party's commitment to national independence and territorial integrity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in a statement has said that the government has ratified a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas in Gaza. The approval sets the stage for a suspension of hostilities within 24 hours and the release of 48 Israeli captives, including 20 believed to be alive within 72 hours. The deal follows an agreement for a prisoner exchange between Israel and Hamas. U.S. President Donald Trump described the plan as a step towards everlasting peace and reconstruction in Gaza after 2 years of conflict. The agreement has received global support, with U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres stating that the United Nations is ready to scale up aid and support recovery and reconstruction efforts in the region. Now, the Jilla weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain partly cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the Tarai region of the country. There is a possibility of light rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that westerly winds have its influence in many places in the western part of Lumbini, Sudur Paschim, Karnali and few places in the western parts of Gandaki province, while the effect of monsoon winds and local winds is weaker. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 16 to 18 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister Susila Karki calls for unity and urges political parties for serious reforms to address corruption and inequality. Council of Ministers decides to declare Ilam District a disaster-affected area, dissolves Land Problem Settlement Commission. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against former Rapti Academy of Health Sciences officials. And Israel approves U.S. President Trump's plan for Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com or on our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.